everyone. It is 9:18 a.m. It is Monday, August 14th. So I got a cancellation and I'm trying to see if I can move my other client up just because for my driver, just so we're not sitting in traffic, because where we have to go is a hike. So that way we're not sitting in traffic later, but I haven't heard from him. So I don't know if I'll be able to. So we'll see, because she called me. She's like, can you move him up? So yeah, and then my driver who's driving me next week, she called me and she wants to schedule an allergist appointment after work. So she asked if I had any other appointments next Monday, and I told her I'm not going to schedule any. So yeah, but I have this my backpack here. I do have a delivery today where I'll be doing, so I'm going to go in here. So I have the backpack and I have everything like moved into it. So I'm going to show you guys like what I have in here. So first, like I said, I'm just going to do this quickly. So first is this clip on the front, where you can clip like your AirPods or something. And then the two side pockets have, these compartments on the side are very small. So one compartment has an AirTag. I figure in here I keep things that I don't really use. And then in this other compartment, try to get it out. It's this little thing where you can make Braille contractions. So you just pop them in and out. You can make Braille cells. So like if I'm like showing someone Braille or something. so it's basically it's this little tiny thing. It's, for making like Braille, if you want to make a Braille letter or a contraction. Can't hurt to have that with me. So let's put this back in here. I'm just putting it away. So in these little, because these compartments, are very tiny, so it's hard to really put stuff in here. So then you got the two water bottle compartments, and then in the front here, in this one, this organizational compartments, it has a mesh zipper compartment, which has folding scissors. I'm not going to take them out. They're scissors. Spot for pens. I do have a pen in here because I have clients have to sign forms. Bump dots. Key clip, and it's actually removable. So I have a carabiner on it just to make it easier because I don't keep my keys on here all the time. Like I said, bump dots, and then dog poop bags because they make very good trash bags, and then also my work phone is going to go in here, but it's not in here right now. And then my phone will go in here, and maybe some days my wallet might be in here. And then this compartment on top, I have here I have some gum and then a tissue. It's one of those packs of tissues, but I used one, so I have to put more in here. So I got spearmint gum. I got like the one that has three. So I have one in my purse and then one in my fanny pack and then one in my backpack. And then it has the two water bottle compartments. And then this is the other compartment here. And this compartment just has the folder. It has a folder for, and then is the forms that clients have to sign. So that's basically all I have in here. Then in this other compartment, it has some mesh, and in here I have a Focus 40, a Braille display, and then it has a mesh pocket, and I'm not going to take this out because it's hard to get to, but it's a USB hub, so it basically has a wire on it, and then it has it's got a bunch of USB ports on it, so it's really nothing to ride home about, but I don't want to take it out because it's really in there. And then I have a USB, and then this backpack has a USB port on it, or USB cable, and that's basically for you to put your battery pack, and then it has a cable tie, so I'm going to actually undo it, and then in really like far down inside it has a pocket for your battery pack, but it's like, and then my battery packs, the ones I have three that I just got. And they actually have USB-C, They have, they're USB-C, but I have those adapters because for my computer, I have USB-C. So then I have, on the strap, it has a pocket, and I have hand sanitizer, just because I may need that very quickly. And then it has the trolley strap, so you can put it on a suitcase. And then the laptop compartment, the laptop Velcros in, so you just Velcro it in. And then in the one pocket, it has two pockets. I have my USB headset, and then in the mesh pocket, I have the power cord for the one laptop. And this is for the delivery I'll be doing, so yeah. And then I have an AirTag in here, and I can't put it inside, on the backpack, just because, there's really nowhere to put it. And then it has on the outside of here, it has a little, lock thing. I don't want to mess with this, just because what if I accidentally lock one of the compartments? That would not be good. So, and what if I can't get in here? So, I don't want to mess with that. But I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 5:50 p.m. It is a lot later, so I had one appointment, the first one canceled, so I had one and I had to deliver him a laptop. The guy was really nice. I liked him a lot. So when I was at home, now my driver, she always she was one to wait until, you know, the person walks into their house, she wasn't just gonna leave. So I didn't put my keys in my backpack. They were in my purse. I didn't forget, it's just that my mom and my brother, they were off today because they had a crazy weekend. They were out, and I was I thought that they'd be home. I thought they were just, I was expecting them to be home because my mom was off. So I was locked out, and I called my mom, and my brother answered her phone, and he's like, "Oh, we'll be home in 20 minutes. And my driver, she was just like, "Can I help you? And I told her, what happened. And I was like, at first she thought I couldn't find my keys. So I was like, "No, I don't even have them." So she was like, "Oh no, you're waiting in the car." And I was like, "Oh, are you sure?" Cause I knew she had a long ride home. So, we have a neighbor who has our key. I should have called her. I didn't even think of it. I thought of it after the fact, but next time I'll probably do that. I was just doing some paperwork, and now I'm just going to relax the rest of the night, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 8:40 a.m. It's Tuesday, August 15th, so there's 10 more days until my vacation, and I cannot wait. And I was getting my stuff together this morning, and I had confirmed with a few clients. They hadn't confirmed, so I don't know if I'll be going, because I'm not going to go if they're not confirmed. But I'm going to bring my lunch just in case they do call me back. But I had my keys with me today. So I was locked out yesterday. What happened was I didn't put my keys in my backpack. And I always do, but I didn't. So that's how you know I'm in vacation mode. And my driver, she was nice enough to let me wait in the car. And one of my neighbors, she has our key. I should have called her. I didn't even think of it until after the fact. So I should have called her. Next time I probably will,
Because if she's home, she could just bring it over. But yeah, I was locked out yesterday, but luckily I didn't have to like wait outside. So yeah, I'm just going to wait for my driver to get here. I have one definite appointment, but I'm just waiting for my driver to get here, and then I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 7:25 p.m. so I'm home. Obviously I've been home for a while. I got home at around 1:30. I didn't go to my third appointment. She didn't confirm. I already got a cancellation for tomorrow, so I just have one appointment. That's if she confirms. But she's been pretty good, so even if I don't hear from her, I still plan to go. So yeah, but today was really crazy. Basically, to make a long story short, I was in a house that had cockroaches and a mouse running around, and I didn't know until we left. So when I told my mom, she told me to just wash all of my clothes that I was wearing, just like put everything like directly in the washing machine. I did. I put it on a hot wash and leave my backpack outside, because like what if a bug or something got in there, and even though it was zippered, some, you know, a rodent could have still got in there. They have ways of doing that. So luckily I didn't need anything from it, and I didn't like open it. I just opened it for like a second just to check the time on my phone, but other than that, I didn't need anything. And I basically I was told that like I should bring as little as possible. I only brought the backpack because like what if the car got jacked or something, and then, well, I lost my phone and stuff. So I obviously didn't want to, you know, chance that. But I also, because I feel like somebody like say the car got jacked or whatever, you know, I can, like, I had my lunch in the car, but my lunch is my lunch. Like, that's just food. I can go out for lunch, or, you know, eat something at home or whatever. But I also didn't want to, like, you know, just leave my backpack in the car, because like you just never know. And I don't go to like the best areas, so yeah, I just want to be careful of that. But I know, like, obviously you can replace your belongings as well, so, but I just like, well, I just bring my backpack in with me. Maybe if I had pockets, I would have brought like my phone just so I could check the time, but like that's it. I just didn't have pockets. So yeah, so I was dealing with that today, and tomorrow I just have one appointment, and then I'm going out to dinner with a friend. So I'm going to take Uber both ways, and yeah, I will talk to everyone later. I just got to fold my clothes and start winding down for the night, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 5:35 p.m. It is Wednesday, August 16th. I know I haven't recorded all day. I'll get into that later, but I did have one client today, and then I came home at lunch and was just hanging out at home. So now I'm on my way to go see my friend. We're meeting for dinner, and I'm taking an Uber. I'm gonna be early, but I wanted to get there early just so I can like relax a little bit. So yeah, I will talk to everyone when I get there.
No, I knew it as soon as I did it. I'm like,
oh, and then for 2 days, you got the ball
killed.
Hi.
Hi everyone, it's 6:05, so I'm here. I got here a few minutes ago. I know I'm a little early, but my friend is going to be here around 6:30, so we're just going to hang out and talk and stuff. And this is a barbecue place where I'm at, and
All right.
Okay, thank you. I will probably get home around like 8:30, 9 o'clock. We'll see how long I am, how long I take here. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 9:10. I'm on my way home. We had fun. It's funny because there were these two guys that were they were coming out of the restaurant, and for a second we thought they were talking to us, but like they weren't. But my friend went and got their attention, and she had asked them to help us find our Ubers, and they, you know, they were looking out for the Ubers for us, and they were funny. They were like talking to us, and they were asking like what we had for dinner, and I only told them like a third of what I had, and like we had like two apps and dessert and all that, and like they were just being really funny, and they were really nice, and like, they were friends, and so yeah, but yeah, so I know I didn't record all day until I left. Like I said, I saw my one client, but I'll talk a little bit about that when I get home. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone in a little bit. Hi everyone, it's 10:35, so I'm now home, and I know I didn't record until I had went out, but we unfortunately had to put our one dog to sleep today. Basically, to make a long story short, she was really sick for a while, and yesterday we found out she has glaucoma. So there was like a lot of pressure in her one eye. She was in a lot of pain. Like she wasn't even letting us near it. And like she would just like try to bite us and stuff. And like that's not like her. And she was just like, we took her in today. My mom took her in, and my brother met them there. And because he works like right by the animal hospital where we would take her, and they could have done the surgery to remove her eye, and like obviously like she wasn't ready to go yet. My mom like would keep, you know, kept bringing her back. So of course, you know, we want to do all we can, so we were just like, my brother was like, well, she's really sick, so we just made the decision to just put her down. My brother was in the room with her when they did it. So I had come home from work, because we still have our other dog. So I was taking him out, and then I come back home, and I was like getting closer to the house, and I was hearing voices, and it sounded like they were coming from our house, and we have these neighbors, and they, like, they don't pay attention, and they go in our house by mistake. And even if they have company, like, they just, you know, people just, like, walk into those houses. They don't knock. Well, our neighbors, like, would do that. They would try to come in. We actually had one neighbor do that, and she was, like, calling the lady's name. So I guess she was a guest looking for my neighbor, and I was like, I was scared. I was like, you need to leave, or I'm calling the police. And like, you know, they left. She's like, I'm sorry. And I told her I was going to call the police. and I only didn't because she had left. So I thought it was like the neighbors going in the wrong house and like they just hadn't yet figured out that they were not in the right house. So I had come inside and my brother was just like, I need to talk to you. Come outside. And he told me that we had to put her down. And then like today we were kind of just hanging out. I did go out with my friend, as you guys know, but we were, like my brother was like going around the house, getting rid of her stuff. So tomorrow, my mom, my brother, they're off work. I'm still working. So I have to see a client, then I have to go to the office. So I'm still working. And then I'm just going to, and I have a meeting. We have a meeting after work, so it's going to be a busy day. But yeah, he said it was peaceful, you know, when they did it. And, she was struggling for a while, for like, ever since like November, we were like preparing ourselves for it. So, yeah, so they were like, we were really like, we were preparing for it and everything. So yeah, I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi everyone, it's 10:21 a.m. It is the next day. It is Thursday, August 17th. I was supposed to work today. I had to see a client and then I was going to go to the office, and I was still going to do that. I was still going to work, but my client had to cancel, and me going to the office, that was only something that I was going to do if I was actually in the field. So it kind of works out because I'm not really up to doing anything anyway. Like, we're all just like kind of drained right now. So keeping busy is good, I know, but like, we're just not up to it. So my brother, he said, we're actually going to go to his place for breakfast. And then he's going to come here and he's going to clean the house just so we kind of have like a fresh start. And, we're just going to hang out there. So I'm actually just going to end it here, and I will talk to everyone next week.